Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob with your Sunday Lenten devotional. Being a Sunday, it's not counted as one of our 40 days, but it is the fifth Sunday of Lent. And we have a devotion today from our guest devoter, Walter Brueggemann. His little devotion is called A Way Other Than Our Own. A Way Other Than Our Own. Walter Brueggemann on this fifth Sunday in Lent. The devotion is called Until, and we have two scriptures and a few more excerpts, actually. But we'll start with Psalm 73, verses 15 through 17. Psalm 73, 15 through 17. If I had said, I will talk on in this way, I would have been untrue to the circle of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end. And our second scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. Here's our devotion. It occurred to me that the prodigal son story is Jesus' midrashic commentary on Psalm 73, in which the son plays the role of the psalmist. The son is before a practitioner of commodity, saying, Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me. So he divided his property between them. And he ends that scenario in a failed pursuit. Here's Luke 15, 14 through 16. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. Walter Brueggemann continues. He says, then we are witnesses to his after, when he returns home. But what interests us is the hidden turn of the narrative that is reported, like in Psalm 73, but also like Psalm 73, not described. Verse 17, but when he came to himself. But when he came to himself. What an incredible phrase. We do not know how that happened any more than we know how the until in the psalm worked. The teller of the story might have said, until he came to himself, because it is the same until. But of course, the son does not just come to himself. He comes to himself in his true identity. He comes to himself as a beloved son of the Father. He in fact comes in his until to recognize that his father was the only one he wanted to be with. It did not matter anymore to this son that his older brother got the farm as his portion, because the father is the son's portion and the only thing he wants in heaven or on earth. The son coming to himself is a decision grounded in the father's love that permits him to slough off his false self and become, finally, who he is, It is clear in this telling that Jesus fully understood the psalm. Indeed, Jesus' engagement in ministry is, among other things, that we should be weaned from the seductions of commodity for the gift of communion, a presence that leaves us in joy and well-being. Let us pray. Bring us to our senses, O God. Turn our hearts away from the path of death and toward life, toward you, our true home, that we may ever live with joy in your presence as your people in this world. Amen. And if you happen to be getting this before the morning, or at least before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, here are some updates. At 10 o'clock, we have a worship service in the Vine Street Sanctuary. And at 11:20, we have our Lenten lunch featuring today, Cotto Salami. Yes, Cotto Salami. And we'll watch an episode of The Chosen for lunch today. And at 4 o'clock, it's our book study. Help is here, and we hope to see you there. But, most importantly, have a blessed Sabbath and give it all back to God, because that's where it all came from. Amen.